quite a bit of sandy, some big honey, some big diamonds. There's been quite a lot of grey sharks and spinners.
The fishing has been absolutely firework, whether it be offshore, deep sea, to even the guys fishing rock and surf.
Gas bottles, the tuna, oh, they are going all over the place like torpedoes.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, 2026, let's go. Oh, gosh, guys, I missed you. It feels so good to be back. I really, truly miss being behind the microphone. I don't feel as alive as I do until I'm behind you. There was so much off fish being caught, and I'm thinking, I've got to tell the anglers off the East Coast. I've got to let the guys know what's going on. Oh, my goodness, it was absolutely amazing. It was a much-needed break, and I trust you've had a great festive season as well. So, with that being said, compliments of the season greetings. Guys, I trust you enjoyed all the festivities, all the spoils around the table, and more importantly, all that the East Coast has to offer. Now, speaking of which, guys, it's been a phenomenal last 2 weeks, right? As it is, the summer is peaking, and so is the fishing. And in this episode, we have got our dedicated reporters mentioning virtually every species that could have been offered right now. So we are going to get into it. It is been so, they've been building up the excitement for so long, they just really want to get it out. So before we get into it, once again, it's another year where we have the Kingfisher on board. Oh, huge, massive mammoth shout out to them. They are going to be celebrating their 30 years this year, and it's been 30 years of giving not just the East Coast in this one, the entire South African coastline, the whole of Africa and beyond, the best in fishing tackle, but also continuing to put you where the fish are. In some form or the other, the Kingfisher has always been behind it. So guys, before we kick off the show, just a shout out and a thank you to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. You absolute legends. We cannot do this without you. We cannot have the show without you. And more importantly, the KZN anglers cannot reach these spots without you. You know what? You bring us the hot spots. So yes, thank you so much. Now, let's get into the show. Let's kick it off in my hometown with Mike V, who is followed by Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? All the best for 2026. I hope it's a good one. Tight line, screaming reels, and bend rods. On the beaches, there was a lot of flat in the last few weeks that we haven't chatted, or a few days that we haven't chatted. There was quite a bit of sandy, some big honey, some big diamonds. There's been quite a lot of grey sharks and spinners. It's mainly been about the inedibles, but in the mix, there has been a couple of edibles there to be caught. One or two cob have come out. There's been a couple of stumpies, some nice pommy, all those sort of fish. But it's always for the loss. It is inedible time now, so everybody's been chasing those. They've been trying from Port Edward all the way up to Sodwana Bay. There's been butt. If you found the right place, you had a really good day. If you found a bad spot, you got a couple of greys or something like that. But it has been very good on the beaches. Paddle skis and ski boats have been doing very well. From some lovely cooter, snook, dorado, sailies, marlin, there's been a massive mixed bag of fish on the paddle skis and ski boats. Guys still getting the ambers, some yellowtail, all those sort of things. But they have been doing very well on the boats. Durban Bay been good to us. There's a lot of those kingies from, say, 20 to 50 odd centimeters. Some very nice kingies, big eyes, yellow spots, yellowtail kingies, all those sort of things. They're all been chunked, all mainly on artificials now, but the guys are getting one or two on smaller live baits. Some lovely grunters in the mix as well, and one or two big rays in the bay as well. The guys have been getting their prawns eaten by some big skates and getting smoked on the light tackle. So all in good fun. Guys, have a good one. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Oh, good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the ski boat fishing report for the Durban over, let's call it the last 2 weeks, since you've been away for a while. Guys, like a week ago, the fern stuff were pretty much going off their head with some good yellowfin. Lots and lots of good game fish, wahoos, tunas, sailfish, marlin, all coming out, all out over the Durban area. And then suddenly the weather changed and we got some really bad water coming in. The water temperature dropped. and the water went all green and cold. So we changed our whole game plan to some bottom fishing. And then once again, guys, the bottom fishing has been actually quite remarkable over the last week. Really, really good bottoms all over the place. The water's slowly warming up. So guys, that's Brad for Angling News South Africa. But hope that you guys have a tight line for the rest of the year, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What an incredible start to the show. I couldn't have planned it any better. All right, so guys, now moving on to Durban North. We do not have Michaela with us because, our darling from the area is fishing Zanzibar. Oh, she's going to be coming back with some serious stories. If you want to know what's going on, check out her socials. Check out the socials on the Kingfisher page. She is a Daiwa ambassador. We will be publishing all her content from there. But for now, what I can tell you about Durban North, well, guys, there are grunts, stumpies, and shad that's on the bite. As for the gray sharks, well, they are grays for days, and the sandies are keeping the rods bent from the anglers all over the place down there. As for the offshore side, well, the green and golden chicken of the sea, the Dorado, that's still in full swing. As for the Kuta, well, they sniff your mackerel, you are getting smashed. Tight lines, bent rods, screaming reels. That's a great sign for the upcoming Durban Ski Boat Festival. In fact, all the Kuta festivals that will be all over the socials very soon. Make sure to get your bookings in. And the other species that are coming out, gas bottles, the tuna, they are going all over the place like torpedoes. You can also expect a couple wahoo in between. Michaela is testament to that. Now, that's just the tip of the North Coast. Let's move further up with Deandra.
This season has an amazing startup in the North Coast with adventurous anglers going straight for the non-its from Ballito to St. Lucia. Sandies, diamonds and greys have been keeping most anglers busy, but Richards Bay, Huntanzini and Tugela was the place to be last week for eagle rays, blackfins, hammerheads and young reggies. If a Jarantravir is on your bucket list, they have been around and a few reported catches between Huntanzini and Westbrook, both offshore as well as from the surf. The offshore anglers have been hooking into blue marlins in the St. Lucia area, and the lower north coast has been good with Dorado, Wahoo and Tuna catches. It's been great seeing families out on the beaches with their kids these past holidays and spending time teaching them how to fish. A lot of these first catches and seeing pure joy on the faces as they land a stone bream, wave garrick, blacktails and even the little tobies. Yes, the tobies as well. Shad is good on the bite across the North Coast and a great target species to get the youngsters excited about the sport. The season is on with a variety of species to target and a great opportunity to tick some off your bucket list. Enjoy the rest of the week and all the best. I'm Deandra reporting for Angling News South Africa, Tightlines.
Ooh, Deandra, what a riveting report. Oh, I love it. Didn't I tell you guys our reporters are going to mention virtually every species? And we didn't even get down to the South Coast as yet. What? This is awesome. I love it. Absolutely love it. So many non-eds. This is what the summer is about. Dee, thank you so much for that. You're an absolute legend. By the way, guys, she went and she got 5 gray sharks in one session. That was on Tuesday night. So, yeah, your kudos to her, the girl. Is fishing. All right, now let's move on to the Midlands with Jan. He is experiencing rain. He was swimming when he was doing this podcast. This is his report of what's been happening on the freshwater side.
Hey there, guys. So happy new year to you, and I hope that you all had a merry festive season and ready to kick 2026 into high gear. Unfortunately, it seems that the fish seem to have missed the festivities memo, and we're missing in action up here in the Midlands with all the rain and yet more rain that we had. And with all the lands already super saturated, any more water that fell simply shed itself into the watercourses and any other holding water. But did I already mention the rain? The final report of 2025 mentioned that the forecast ahead looked wet, and if there was any more rain, Midmar would top over. And literally 2 days later, a big storm came through and there were waves coming over the wall. Flood warnings were issued, but luckily nothing like last year's burst banks and flooding has taken place. Over the last week to 10 days or so, the rain seemed to have taken the foot off the pedal and have slowed down a bit, with only single figure reports and a couple of occasional double figures here and there mentioned. But any input, as said, now simply turns into runoff. And the waiting game is on for when the weatherman really does turn the rainfall dial right down. So the rivers have unfortunately been completely unplayable over the festive season, with anglers traveling far and wide, and particularly even up into the higher reaches in search of quiet water. But word filtering down is that don't even bother. Much the same for the stillwater angler, with reports noting off-color water and howling winds when the storms decided to test the mettle of the anglers that dared venturing forth. But on the upside, there were a couple of returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers that reported fish. And as we know, the fish are always there. Just take that teaspoon of cement, get out there and put a line in the water. It's been very quiet from the bass angling side also, and hardly a peep from our two major waters, that being Albert Falls and Midmar. One report noted some bluegill and redbreast from Albert's, although word is that Midmar is still fishing somewhat better, with some numbers of smaller bass in the 500 through to 750 gram range coming out. And some of the private waters are apparently fishing well, and there was a report of a 4.5 kilo fish coming to hand recently. For the comp anglers, the waters of the Joey's Tournament Trail for 2026 is out, so get the dates locked into your fishing calendar. But top of the fishing pops once again, Fontaine Dam, which has been producing consistently since the start of the season last year, with some great fish coming to hand. So if it's that bar of solid gold you are still after, it's time to head up north now. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. This is Jan Korrebel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Ah, Jan, I'm with you, my friend. I really did. I am so glad you are safe out there with all that rain. But you know what? You are the ultimate king of metaphors. I love it. I'm listening to your report and I'm thinking, take a teaspoon of cement and go throw a line. Who comes up with that? Only our guy, Jan. Oh, you're a legend. Oh, well, anyway, you know what? The fishing is tough. The returns are a bit on the thin side. At least they are tilapia and bluegill. And Sturkis is firing. So that is great to hear. Now, let's get back down to the beach. Okay, South Coast, here we go. Let's kick it off with Ray Thompson.
There's been a lot of sand sharks around this last week, as well as grey sharks, especially here in the Scott Perret area. So Ledges has thrown a lot of nice sandies as well, and some big ones on top of that. 50 plus kilo ones have been coming out there. A couple of shad during the day, early morning that is, and then the odd grey that comes in the afternoon. Guys, go out there, have some fun. There's a lot of fish to be had. And the shad are still feeding.
Thank you, Ray. Not one to waste words. Short, sweet, simple, to the point. Get out there and fish. Nothing wrong with that. Now, guys, let's round off the show. We save the best for last. We left it to the guy that's seen all that mammoth fish, the variety of species, our South Coast guru, Adam.
Hey, Banesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. And I hope all the listeners at East Coast Radio and Angling News SA have had a beautiful, blessed now. Getting straight to the thick of things. Down on the South Coast, we have definitely been blessed from prior to Christmas to after New Year's. The fishing has been absolutely fireworks. So lovely to see the holiday makers getting into the thick of things, whether it be offshore, deep sea, to even the guys fishing rock and surfs and the locals. We have all been blessed. So it's been absolutely cracker start to the new year. Now, just a quick one on species, starting with the non-eds. There's been a couple of greys, or actually a lot of greys, and it seems like the whole entire coastline of KZN is getting them. Kind of like shad, but it's just greys. But again, a pull is a pull, as we always say. A couple of sandies and lessers here or thereabouts, and also a few flatfish. So nice to see the non-eds around. The water temps sort of been fluctuating, you know, warm and cold, as the weather does. But whatever the weather may do, the guys that are fishing have been rewarded, because on the edible side of things, we've had a bomber-sized G pop off of Margate Pier of around 20 kilos. We've had some beautiful bream, a couple of cave bass, some nice blacktail, and also shad, which again is what the holiday maker knows to target. He comes to the South Coast, he gets a shad trace, and he fishes for shad. So it's lovely to see them around. Now, in terms of deep sea, the guys have just been absolutely smashing it. Again, prior to Christmas and even after New Year's, from green jobfish, yellowtail, tropicals, amberjacks, and gas bottle-sized tuna. The bottom fishing's been a bit meh, but that's okay because gamefish always rocks. It's definitely a better fight. And again, the person that's going on a charter boat wants a decent pull. So what more can I say, Vinesh? The South Coast has been absolutely blessed. You know, in terms of species, if you want to catch something, just come to the South, because that's exactly where it's all happening. We have definitely not let off the gas pedal from last year. In actual fact, it almost seems like we are putting it flat to the floor. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have a beautiful year ahead. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Oh, man, Adam, I'm missed listening to your reports. You just know how to run off a show. That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Guys, if you do not believe a word he's saying, check it out on the socials. The South Coast was cracking the way he did say it was. So, guys, the entire coastline is firing. It's loaded with non-eds and eds. It's loaded with some tilapia. It's staircase is firing for that yellowfish. Guys, it is brilliant right now. It is the peak of summer. It is 2026. It is a great start to the year. you got to get out there and fish. You cannot miss a fish right now. You know, go and catch a gray shark. If you haven't caught a gray shark before, this is the time to do it. They are loaded out there. But apart from that, there are so many other species. You want to fillet for breakfast? Just get out there and fish. You will get them. Hey, listen, if you want to know what's happening with the weekend forecast as well, don't forget to catch my show. It is live. It's the Coast Watch. It's Friday mornings at 6:40 on East Coast Radio. That is my segment where I will be telling you exactly what's happening on the coastline. You know, I just go out. The water is clean. I just got the reports today, which is the 7th of January. Apart from Laguna Beach, the rest of the coastline is completely clear from Mykola. You don't have to worry about anything. It is a great time to be out there. It is summer. Go and get your feet in the sand. Get your rods in the water. Go and get that fish. So with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.